Antarctica is probably the most remote and inhospitable place on the planet to look for dinosaur bones, but in fact, the continent was once home to lots of big animals, including some fearsome enough for a starring role in Jurassic Park. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on a new discovery that was made 13,000 feet up a frozen mountain.
William Hammer lives up to his name. This paleontologist spends weeks at a time breaking through rock and ice on a mountain in the middle of Antarctica. On a nice summer day, temperatures peak at about zero.
It's kind of like doing paleontology on another planet, not only because of the difficulty in getting there and the isolation, but the fact that all you have is rock and ice and snow and no living things are around, but you're finding things that used to live there.
Things like dinosaurs. Scientists found the first dinosaur bones in the Antarctic in the 1960s, but there haven't been many since then. In 1991, though, Hammer found the first really big beast. A team was exploring the base of Mount Kirkpatrick, part of a central mountain chain. A geologist stumbled on a rock with a bone in it. It had clearly fallen from thousands of feet above, where the stony mountaintops break free of the ice and snow. They took a helicopter up to explore.
When we first landed near the site and we started looking around, you could see a 3-foot-long femur sticking out of the side of the exposure from a long ways away. Some of the other things we find are like little lizard-sized things, and they're a lot harder to see. You have to be right up on top of them.
The femur, or thigh bone, belonged to a dinosaur that had never been seen before. Hammer called it Cryolophosaurus. It was a big meat-eater, 22 feet long, from a group called theropods. Picture a slightly downsized Tyrannosaurus rex, but with a furrowed crest on the crown of its toothy head. It wasn't until last month that Hammer could get back to the site, and again he hit pay dirt. A sauropod, the big long-necked, long-tailed grazing dinosaur. The team dug out a huge pelvic bone and some parts of large limbs and vertebra. Then the helicopter pilot had to land on a rock-strewn ledge, get the bones, still encased in rock, and fly them off the mountain.
We had several thousand pounds of fossils and matrix. We had to sling load these under a helo. And so we start loading up a sling, and they're trying to take it off the edge of this cliff. It was a little dicey at times.
The fossils are still in the Antarctic, waiting to be shipped back to Augustana College in Illinois, where Hammer teaches. The two dinosaurs Hammer has found date back to the dawn of the dinosaur age, about 200 million years ago. Known as the early Jurassic, it was a time when the Antarctic was just a puzzle piece in a larger supercontinent called Gondwanaland. Hammer has found other dinosaur bones there, as well as fossils that suggest the Antarctic might have once been almost nice.
Not more than 100 yards from the dinosaur site, there was a huge fallen tree trunk with branches still on it from the same point in time.
It still would have been pretty cold, though, and dark for much of the year. Paleontologist Mark Norell at the American Museum of Natural History in New York says it was not an ideal place to live.
Animals this large and quite a diversity of them seem to have existed for an extremely long time in areas which probably were pretty marginal places for animals to live.
Hammer says there are more bones on Mount Kirkpatrick. It might be years before he can return, but he says he's pretty sure no one else is going to find them while he's gone. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Photographs from Hammer's Antarctic expedition are at npr.org.